Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven and a half of the hour on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJVers, of course. That's where the D comes from. Hello, duh. No, maybe the D comes from duh.
Someday.
Duh.
Oh, all right. Doesn't it feel more like that every day this year, I tell you?
But the thing is that we can laugh about it, because you and I was talking off the air about some serious stuff. And I love you for what you.
It's such a heavy year.
It's supposed to be a lot better.
I can't even tell you. I know, right?
All my astrologer friends say, whoopee! And it's supposed to start, next week is the beginning of a lot of changes in astrological reality. So that's a good thing. But it has been a sucky year. I mean, I've had a health issue.
I'm sitting here right now. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm actually stretching out my neck.
I'm getting on a plane on Saturday morning, and I'm flying to Salt Lake to have my pal Jack Stockwell, give me a Nuka chiropractic adjustment. I'm going to get one on Saturday afternoon from him, and then we're going to go to
see him. I need to go see him. What are you going to do after that?
We're going to go to he's got a movie theater in his house.
What? Oh, yep. In his house. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to the movies.
What's a movie theater?
We have it.
Tell me, Dougie, what's a movie theater?
We've got them here. I went through the list of things that were at the theater, as a matter of fact. Well, you weren't around when I went through these the other day with my pal Chuck Curry.
There's nothing out.
Oh, no, that's not. There are a couple of things.
If you can find a movie theater, I don't know what you can watch in there.
All right, so here's what we have going on. For those of you who are hopeful that we're going to have something very entertaining and exciting, here is the Vermeer. The last Vermeer is a movie I went to see at the theater. It was very good. Very good. Guy Pearce and a Dutch actor. Very good. The War with Grandpa is still on. De Niro, stupid movie. I went to see that. It was a waste of time. Tenet is still playing. That's been around for months, but it's actually made almost all the money that they expected to make. It was just because it's just been playing since September. Let's see. Freaky is there. We didn't see that. Another horror movie, Come Play. Movie called Half Brothers, which is kind of an interesting concept, procedural. All My Life, one of those God movies. They're playing The Godfather. They're playing Die Hard. Wonder Woman from 2017. Those are the movies that are playing.
I would like to go see The Godfather. Can I tell you, I've never seen it all the way through.
I haven't either, but I haven't wanted to
really?
See it because my sons told me, it's kind of really pretty brutal, I think. But you can see the theater's open. It says, see it today. So there you go. All right, I want to start with something here that is really this is under my skin stuff. But it's something that is so important. You know, I may have, between all the radio programs that I do, this one is the most important, has the most listeners, but the Good Day Health show that I do that's around weekends, The American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, The Countdown Show, all these shows I do every week to over 3 million listeners. So I guess I have some impact, I hope. And if you look at some of the things, we have a full-time person who's going to be on with us starting in January, who's going to take care of all the social media, tell us when we do things live on the air, this is what people are saying, et cetera, et cetera. Because I can't watch all that stuff, and neither can you, while we're on the air for focusing on what we're talking about. I know a lot of radio programs, they have a studio full of yuckers when the host says something stupid, and they're supposed to be watching some of the fan faves. So that's fine. But I think that it's time for us to spend more time with that. So we're going to have this lady on starting the 5th of January, who will be with us, and we'll be tracking all of these things, and we'll be doing a good job with our social media, because I think we need that. But at any rate, when I look at some of the comments, it's still all politics. And what I know how passionate you are, and I get it, and that's one of the reasons you're here, is because you are as passionate as you are, as is Victoria. She's passionate. Sometimes it gets a little heavy for me, and I just, you know, I'll either say, okay, I'll either not get involved, or I'll stop.
When
I've had enough, that's it. Let's go on to the next thing. So anyway, the thing about political stuff is important, and I don't know how it plays into this. I mean, we know that there's a question about Biden and China, and there are questions about Trump and China. It's impossible to have been as active as the two of them are, or active as most businesses have been, and not have a relationship with China. But at what point do we feel or understand or wake up to the point, to the fact that they are our enemy? I don't like the word enemy. I'd like to think we could all get along. You know, the fact that we've fought with each other here in our country. But, Jennifer.
And I want to clarify that. Go ahead, but finish your statement. I don't want to.
I'm looking at two instances. Both the Russians and the Chinese are really screwing with us.
Oh, my God.
The Chinese have been spying on us using the Caribbean phone system and mobile networks. They're using this, and it's been going on since Obama was president. It goes back years.
And guess how they're trading in this. So after the coronavirus was released or spread, whatever you believe, that when countries needed PPE, China had already bought up all the PPE. So what did France, what did other countries in Europe have to do? They had to sign a deal with the devil. They had to sign a deal with the Chinese Communist Party to get PPE for their citizens. They had to sign up and take their communications in their Huawei so that there can be more spying. I mean,
are no good.
And it's not the Chinese people. It's the government. We say it time and time again.
Right.
But the distinction here, and this is what makes me go so crazy, and this is just I like President Trump. I love President Trump. I wish that he were going to serve another 4 years. But here's the difference between the two candidates when it comes to China. Joe Biden, in all of those years, was not a businessman. Joe Biden was a politician. Politicians should not be enriching themselves with foreign governments, particularly governments that want to eat our lunch and more. And so I think that's the difference. President Trump, before he was president, was a businessman. But of these two people that we've been talking about, Trump's been talking about the dangers of China since the 90s, way before he had presidential ambitions.
Well, he's been talking about this. No matter who's there, we better, as Americans, never mind who the so-called leaders are, but we better, and you look at the news media, they're not talking about this at all.
No.
There's nothing ever in the New York Times.
The three politicians who actually talk about this, aside from Trump, the three politicians are Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, and Dan Crenshaw from Texas. The rest of them, to me, Democrat, Republican, show me the money, because I know that China's not supposed to get involved in our elections, but please, you have to figure out where the money is coming from, because those three people are the only ones who I ever hear anybody, I mean, they're the only ones who ever say anything about China, their influence, the danger of China on...
It's really very serious.
Many people believe that there is a plan that China wants to have world dominance by 2025. Last time I checked, that's 5 years away. So we need to figure out what is going on. Our military is not equipped to take on the Chinese military.
Well, then it's not going to be a military. There's no
it's not
going
to be. But no, but I mean, if we ever needed to have that, we'd lose. We'd have it handed to us.
You can't. There's no military way that this ends up. It's just that now there are some people who say 2028 is when the rollover happens, and who knows what the rollover is. But anybody, we've become fat and happy and lazy and pretty stupid. We've given in to all of this stuff. And I say that to all of you who are, you know, you don't want to be called lazy or fat, happy, and stupid. Everything is great. The American way of life. American way of life is going to go down the drain like what you flush down the toilet today, unless we do something to straighten this out. The Russians, the same thing. The Russians have hacked into the Treasury Department, the Commerce Department, other U.S. agencies. They're not only doing it here, they're doing it all around the globe. So between the Russians and the Chinese, the cozy bears, you know, the FBI is investigating. What does that do for us? You know, the FBI on TV, the Dick Wolf, this is becoming, by the way, a very popular show, the FBI Dick Wolf Show. With two very likable stars, They were investigating this sort of thing last night with bad Russians that had infiltrated America. And, you know, so it makes a great storyline for a TV show, but it also is true. This stuff is out of control, completely out of control, and our leaders are not doing anything about it. Everybody's padding their own nest, and so it goes on. The DJV download, speaking of food for thought, the one that's posted right now at djvshow.com, the story about a robber who went into a store and then was told he was going to rob the store. And the guy at the counter says, no, you can't rob the store. Get out of here. And he left, and he went down the street and robbed another store and got caught. Anyway, we had a conversation about kale and whether it's good for you or not. Sharon Osbourne has come down with the disease, so we talked about that a little bit in her relationship with her husband, the elves, and I don't know, there's a lot of stuff, gifting ideas we came up with, so you'll hear that, because this is a good year for different ideas, different things for gifting. I think I'm going to give a lot of cookies out this year.
Fruitcakes?
I think I'm gonna, no, the cookies from Ebon's.
Yeah, they're so good. Christmas Everybody gift. That has had the cookies loves.
Fabuloso. Yep.
Yep.
Ebon's, by the way, ebonsbakehouse.com if you want to get there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the latest DJV download. Every day, get a different one, djvshow.com or wherever you get your daily podcasts.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Boom, 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 boom. Gotta shoot your eye down.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's the Music Marketplace here on the DJV program with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Victoria on vacation this week. This is Lana Del Rey. The song called Let Me Love You Like a Woman. We're cracking this up, Phil. I want to hear some of this.
Don't make me be bittersweet. Let me love you like a woman.
It's on the Tonight Show, marking her first U.S. television appearance in 9 years. It was a pre-recorded performance filmed at an unnamed dive bar, backed by a band and backup singers. Since she released Let Me Love You Like a Woman, she's released a number of other songs, covers, including one of the Gershwin standard Summertime. I'd like to hear that. We have... So, bring me up to date on Lana Del Rey.
She's sleep singing.
Sleepwalking and sleep singing. All right, so what do you know about her?
Not a lot. I know that she's been a star. She's been on the scene for a while. I think she's a bit of a style icon in addition to her singing.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. I just, it makes me laugh because, again, not to be like curmudgeon-y.
No, of course.
But there's this new style of singers where, you know, like they kind of like, I don't know if it's going through their nose. I don't know. There's something.
No,
it is. You hear it a lot.
It's summertime.
Yeah, you kind of hear it. You kind of hear it in the voice
a lot. She's
actually
kind of attractive, though.
No, she's, like I said, she's very stylish. She's, you know, she's very.
You stand to gain a few pounds.
But, okay, you always are after people's body image. Let them go. Let them live. Okay. They're hungry. Let them be hungry. But I just feel like there's just this new push to be extra, you know, there's like that extra push to be a little nasally. But, hey,
there it is.
Good on you, Lana Del Rey. Sorry about that.
All right. How old is she? I'm looking at her picture. She doesn't look that old.
She's probably 30.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's the update on Lana Del Rey. For those of you who are interested, there are probably two or three of you out there that are.
She's 35.
Okay. She looks younger than that. To me, anyway. All right, moving along, 25, almost 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Here is some more palatable info on somebody that we actually know, Taylor Swift. There she is doing Cardigan. Some of her fans, Jennifer, theorizing that a third surprise album called Woodvale could be on its way, following in the footsteps of July's Folklore, last week's Evermore. Fans have spotted the word Woodvale hidden in the top corner of the Folklore album cover, which could refer to an estate near the Lake District a location Swift references on the album's track, The Lakes. Pretty exciting. People need to get a life if this is what you're thinking about. Fans also pointed to the fact that Swift has released merchandise, including cardigans and scrunchies. What's a scrunchie?
It's like a thing for your hair. It's like one of those rubber bands, but it has fabric on the outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. She's released them in sets of three, with two of them corresponding to the visual aesthetics of Folklore and Evermore, and a third to a yet-to-be-released album. Wow, pretty exciting, huh? Also honed in on Swift's use of the phrase, "The journey continues," to tease the music video for Willow, and the way she used Easter eggs to drop hints about Evermore back in July. Man, these people need to get a life. In addition, when one searches Woodvale on Spotify, Swift comes up as a result. There it is. There's the clue we've been waiting for.
That's all the proof we need.
Yes, it is. So are you a fan, actually, in real life?
Of Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I especially liked her older stuff. Sometimes, again, she's getting a little political for my taste, but I like her music. I think she's still likable.
You like Trump?
Well, it's not even, I mean, she gets herself involved with Senate races a lot.
Oh,
Tennessee. So actually, I'm sure she doesn't like Trump, but it really doesn't have anything to do with that. She finds herself, like, rallying for Senate candidates.
Got it.
But whatever, that's her prerogative, you know?
It is, right. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people ask me about the relationship between children and pets. I'm a firm believer that pets and children are the perfect relationship. First of all, they're just the right size for each other in many of the cases. Brand new studies indicate that children that grow up with either dogs or cats grow up much more stable than kids that don't. There are many reasons for that. There's a lot of pressures put on kids when they're going to school. You know, peer pressure, mom and dad get better grades. The teacher says, make sure you show up more often, do your homework. The kids are yelling at you. You know, you're fat, you're skinny, you're not fast enough. The bottom line is, the only thing in a child's life that is not trying to change them in any way and just accepts them for what they are, dirty hands and all, is their dog or cat. New studies actually say that children learn to read better if they have the opportunity to read to dogs or cats, because they're non-judgmental in the type of reading they're doing and how the child is doing it. So we're going to have in the future a whole new relationship, kids and pets. It can be no better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you know anyone who would appreciate the gift of a good night's sleep? Now's the time to buy with deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Premium MyPillows at the lowest price ever, just $29.98. Get one for everyone on your Christmas list. MyPillow's adjustable patented fill gives every member of your family the exact support they need for a great night's sleep. And our buy one, get one free offer is back on Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets make a luxurious Christmas gift made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable. Deep discounts on our brand new plush bathrobes and cozy pajama sets. Can't decide? Get your family and friends a new MyPillow gift card. And remember, all MyPillow products have extended money back guarantee. Listen for your savings promo code and 800 number to order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Pence will receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine publicly on Friday as part of an effort by officials to build public confidence. Pence, the leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Second Lady Karen Pence, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams will all receive the vaccine at the White House. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee, the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets Fed interest rates and other monetary policy tools, upgraded their projections on how quickly the U.S. will recover from the economic blow of the pandemic. The new projections were released Wednesday. 2020 gross domestic product growth improved from a decline of 3.7% in September to a drop of 2.4% in December. The baseline interest rate is projected to be 0 to 0.25%. China's Chang'e 5 moon probe has landed safely in Mongolia. The probe drilled 6 feet into the moon and collected 4.4 pounds of moon rocks. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will review a case deciding whether the NCAA's limits on compensation for student-athletes violate the nation's antitrust laws. Former University of Miami and New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma.
We had always felt that there was going to come a tipping point for the student-athletes to finally come together and say enough is enough.
The court will not hear the arguments in the case until after the new year, with an outcome expected by the end of June. The court's unusual expedition into sports law comes amid an increasing national battle between athletes and schools they play for. The NCAA says it's just trying to protect amateurism and to maintain basic competitiveness between schools. On the other side, players argue that top athlete teams are operating a system that acts as a classic restraint of trade in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. A former NHL hockey star, now playing in the Czech Republic, continues to do what he loves best. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
Hockey's ageless wonder is taking the ice once more. NHL legend Jaromír Jágr is returning to the rink for his 33rd professional season, suiting up for the Kladno Knights of the Extraliga in the Czech Republic. He's also co-owner and president of the team. The 48-year-old Jágr spent 24 seasons in the NHL, racking up 766 goals, the third most all-time, and 1,921 points, good for second all-time. He won his first Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1991, 29 years ago. The average age of his new teammates, 27. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Whoops! That's the last track of time here a little bit. Let's keep ourselves going, though, Jen. It's Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the DJV program, 34, 35 past the hour, the Christmas show, which is a week from Friday, right? The 25th is a week from Friday.
You believe it?
So we're going to provide you with a Christmas Day program for the DJV show. A couple of years ago, I was outvoted. there was a castle coup.
That's right. There was a takeover, for sure.
Right, yeah. Because I'd always
done... Well, Doug has this mentality to work every single holiday. And
well, I've been on the air for all the years that I've been on the air. I mean, for 30 years, I didn't take a vacation. Never mind. And then we had all the holidays covered. I was always on holidays. So I think it was more with the advent of Victoria than it was, because I don't think you, I mean, you just didn't show up on Christmas.
Well, you know, I did Christmas with you for a long time, and then things started happening in my life where I just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And then
anyway,
Victoria said she was out. You were just in trouble.
Well, it's hard for me to have a conversation by myself with myself. So
actually,
at any rate,
it's not. I've heard it many times.
Thank you. The best laid plans of mice and men. So anyway, the Christmas Day show is a special, it's a really special DJV tribute to Christmas. And we'll do it, I guess, on New Year's as well. I mean, are we on New Year's? I've forgotten whether I was going to be here New Year's or not. New Year's, what's the story? Phil, do you know what we're doing on New Year's?
Oh, we're not working New Year's.
We're not working New Year's.
Nice
going, Phil. All right, anyway, let's get back to what's going on today and not worry about what's happening a week or two from now. A state judge has ruled that the Trumpsters have to turn over documents, Jennifer, related to a property whose tax abatements were being investigated by the New York AG. So what's the story? Is this another one of let's go get Trump? Or is this really kind of a dicey situation? Because, again, as a business guy, he's done a lot of things. He's declared bankruptcy. He's done a lot of things that have been criticized by those people who don't like him. But I think he wouldn't be alone in the way he runs his business. But at any rate, is this dangerous for him? Does this get taken care of if he pardons himself? Does all this stuff go away?
I don't think he will pardon himself, by the way. You know, people are like out there saying, oh, Trump's just going to go out there and pardon himself. I don't think that he does. Because think about, first of all, what the precedence of that is, where presidents can just then go and do whatever they want in that role and then pardon themselves. No, I don't find that to be very much like him. Plus, I don't think that he thinks that he did anything wrong. So
well, I think that's more the point.
So if you don't think you did anything wrong, then you're not going to necessarily be afraid. And I think these investigations have been something that have been kind of ongoing. And I don't want bad people circulating around politics. Unfortunately, they fly there like flies on you know what.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have lots of it in my barnyard.
Yes. So if there's investigations to be had, that's fine. But it seems that the president has been under investigation for the entirety of his presidency, and they've yet to find anything. It's like, just keep looking. And so then at some point you get a little weary of it, going, okay, what, you know, is there going to be any conclusion here? And if there's not, let's move on, and let's not make this political target practice, essentially.
Well, I think that... the target practice, interesting way of putting it. Now there's this, all of the rigged election conversation and what it's done, to the race in Georgia. This seems to be a daily focus. And one wonders.
Something new every day pops up. That's the thing.
So what do you believe, though, under the circumstances? The rigged election, I think we have... We have challenges when it comes to how we elect people, and this is becoming an old story, and I don't want to keep talking about it. I would like to see something done. I'd like the talk to stop and action to begin, because the electoral system, the electoral college, you and I disagree on that. I think there's long since time for it to be gone. But in terms of each
vote...
We're
not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and that's why we have an electoral college.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's change the Constitution. How about that?
Go for it. Good luck. Good luck. You can.
Okay. Anyway, let's see what's going on over on the other side of the street. Joe Biden. And you know what? I was thinking, and somebody will slap me around for this. I don't even like mentioning her name because she so annoys me.
Are you talking about Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I am. I just think Biden.
Well, you know what the story is, right? You know, the inside juice is that you know how the Hunter Biden story has just magically reemerged after the election.
She started it. Yeah.
That's what the rumor is that it's coming actually from her camp because she'd like to get him out of
prison. She's nothing, right? She's nothing. But if her as president, wow. That really is something not to look forward to, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway.
No, but people knew this because of any ticket that we've seen in recent history, there were the most questions about Joe Biden's health and whether or not he'd complete office or be able to complete a 4-year term. So people knew. I mean, they voted for him or didn't vote for him with that in mind. So I guess it's not troublesome to them.
Well, it isn't, because there's this, what happens with our, it's like what happens with, it happened with Reagan, it happened with Clinton, it happened with, not so much with the Bushes, but it certainly happened with Obama. These people, it would follow them into an abyss. You know, they just follow them anywhere. It's kind of like a religion with people. You know how these various religious guys, mostly men, who find a following, and these people will do anything. It's like they're gods.
Yeah, and this time the religion wasn't a candidate. It was the religion was that we can't handle Trump anymore. So the religion wasn't about how great Joe Biden is, or like, because I would say Obama and Clinton, they were kind of rock stars, right? People followed them and followed them blindly because they're charismatic. They're charismatic leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that Biden is that person. He's had failed attempts in the past, but I think what he did was he symbolized a movement, and that's what was being characterized as this. You know, no matter what, we have to follow the movement. Get Trump out of office. Orange man bad. I mean, it was, you know, kind of that way.
Orange man bad. There you go. The problem with food in our country and what we do about it. See, this is where we look for real leadership. There is a problem in most every city in our country, and it's been exacerbated by the COVID. The amount of Los Angeles, again, a good example of it, but it happens in a lot of big cities where people who have restaurants or excess food want to give it away to people who need it, and the law prohibits that from happening. So we've got a real problem with hunger, food.
Stupidest law on the book.
It is crazy.
And it's not even a law. It's the stupid health departments that not only are the health departments making decisions about our shutdowns and what can be open and all of this, and many of them aren't even led by medical doctors. They're led by, you know, doctors of social psychology or whatever. And they're making these decisions, and then they're saying, well, it's unclean. If we have leftover food, you can't give it to homeless people. Yeah. We have hundreds of thousands of people out on the street.
People are going through the rubbish barrels to get food.
And now even more. I'm telling you what, you know, wait, just buckle in. Because January 1st, that national no eviction order is going to be lifted. And I'm telling you, that is not good. That is not good for all the people who are out of work. Right now, we're not feeling the real impact yet of all of these shutdowns. You're going to start to feel it once people start lifting these orders, once they start to expire. If no one renews them, forget it. You're going to be out on their rear ends.
Mm-hmm. Out. Coming up in a moment.
How do you ever pay off all that debt? You haven't paid rent for 8 months, and now you're going to have to, with no job and no job to go to, pay 8 months worth of rent and your current ticket? No way.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise has a meltdown on the set of a film that he's shooting in Italy. Let's get to the story behind the story with that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Victoria on vacation this week. A little note for those of you who are interested in food, family, farms. I do a weekly hour called The American Family Farmer, and you can get the podcast that goes with the broadcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The show that's up there right now is an interview that I did. Well, I have farm news, food news, a lot of commentary on what's going on with you and the price you're paying for food, et cetera, et cetera. I have I've always had a lot to say about milk prices because I'm a dairy guy. Anyway, we also meet Leandra King, who has this Detroit farm and cider outfit. She grew up in Detroit, and she left the city, found some land, and has created something out of nothing. It's a really great American story. The first black-owned cider mill in the country. A really good story. So if you want to hear that story and be inspired by that, and then connect with, you know, your own local desires for food and for family, check out the American Family Farmer Show and the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Plus, you can check out Apple. That's where you get this podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Good fat, bad fat. Isn't fat just fat?
Here's the skinny on fat from Elizabeth Bailey, a registered dietitian nutritionist.
Fats are essential for heart health, for body function, for brain health. But when choosing fats, we do want to be sure that we're choosing the right types of fat.
What counts as a right type of fat?
That would be your unsaturated fats, your monounsaturated and your polyunsaturated fats.
Bailey offers this quick tip when making a cooking decision.
Think good fat, think liquid at room temperature.
Consider olive oil, canola oil, grapeseed oil, and avocado oil as good fats to cook with or use in a salad dressing.
You can associate your bad fats with solid at room temperature fats.
Those bad or saturated fats include butter, coconut oil, lard, and animal products.
Healthy fats have been shown to be protective for heart health because they reduce the LDL or the bad cholesterol.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit Mayo Clinic.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When the 2006 college football season started, many fans circled the Ohio State-Michigan game on November 18th. Michigan rallied to cut Ohio State's lead to 35-31 early in the fourth quarter. But the play calling of head coach Jim Tressel and the precision passing of quarterback Troy Smith carved up the Michigan defense with a 13-play, 83-yard drive for Smith's fourth touchdown of the game. Ohio State prevailed 42-39 on their way to the national championship game.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
All right, 48 after the hour, Tom Cruise trending today. He's upset because he spotted a couple of people who broke social distancing rules on the set of the next Mission Impossible theme, and he let it rip.
Upset was an understatement. He I watched the video. And
all the mother blankers.
But you know what? He wasn't wrong. I mean, I know he was... You know, he was rough around the edges, and he called names. But here's the thing. He said, we're putting thousands of people to work right now. Yeah. No one is able to work. And so if the rules are the rules, well, then follow the dang rules. You know, it's like, need is someone to come in, see it, shut everything down, and then what are you going to do?
Right. So he really went off on this. And I think that's it. I mean, he was screaming at everybody, but he's worried about the people on the set. He's worried about
Look, I hate the rules, too, but they're there, so you've got to follow
them. Rules are there. Yep. All right, 10 before the hour. Thank you, Mr. Cruz. There's Ms. Horn and Mr. Steffen here on the DJV Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Joining me now on the end of the year broadcast, Uri Geller is here, and he lives in Israel. There's a lot of stuff that's happened in Israel this year, a lot of stuff happening with him. That museum is going to be magnificent. I'm looking forward to that next year. But if we stay in the now, not next year, not last year, but right now, Uri, what should we, as a somebody who's a motivator, you're always talking about gratitude and intention and things like that. So how are you living your life now as opposed to living in the past or in the future? And what do you think you can say to people that will help them get focused or stay focused on where they are right now?
Well, Doug, look, what I suggest that everyone does, and I do it myself, is I try to be positive and think positive. I try to be optimistic. I am. The division of people in the United States and all these accusations of voting, of vote riggings and so forth. Economy down because of the virus. You've got to have faith. You have to be hopeful, because sometimes by being hopeful, positive, and optimistic, you actually create that situation tangibly for you. It's very much like the law of attraction. When you think about something good, you send that message out to the universe. The universe has a law, and it's called the law of attraction. So it listens to you, and the universe sends back to you your wish. Of course, if you think negative, and you're pessimistic, and you're just a negative thinker, you're basically sending that message to the universe. Mm-hmm. And right. Because the universe doesn't know between good or bad, it just sends you back the message, it'll send you back negative vibes. So you want to be a positive thinker throughout all these turmoil times and negative times that every day we wake up with some horrid news. More people died, more people were infected, hospitals are full, the vaccinations are now stopped because it's not working. So, hey, just be positive, project that positive energy to your neighbors, to your friends, to your family, to your kids. And I do believe that you can turn that negativity into positivity.
Right. And that's the thing. It is all in the mind, though, the spirit-mind-body connection. It's so easy to go down that other street, though, or you listen to people like you who say, this is the way to do it, power of intention, et cetera, et cetera. But people find that there aren't enough like you around who are interested in that sort of development. There are more people who are on the negative side, who are telling stories and getting people angry and doing things that don't accomplish a thing. You know, when you really get down to it, what possible good does it do you to worry about something over which you have absolutely no control, no influence, and no involvement?
Well, once you learn or you try to connect to your subconscious, you know, your subconscious is always listening and absorbing. It's soaking up experience like a sponge dog. Talk to your subconscious. Talk to that submerged 90% of your mind, because most of it is like an iceberg. It's there, but you don't see. Yeah. Talk to it. Tell it again and again. I'm strong. I'm relaxed. I'm happy.
When's a good time to do that? Do you do that when you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning? Because I think people want to know, okay, I got the message. When is the best time to say it and or to think it?
I think the best time is when you're relaxed, when you have an ideal place that is quiet and no noise, and it takes seconds to do.
Yeah.
This is not telling you go out and jog for an hour. This is something that you do privately, inside your mind, with your mind. Talk to your subconscious, and things are going to turn out to be good for you. You mark my words, and let me know if good things happen to you tonight or tomorrow. And that's how it works.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. That's where you find about Uri's new museum, Uri Geller Museum, in Tel Aviv. Thank you, Uri.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.